Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. It is a great joy for me to come and to share with you words from the Word. My intention is to encourage each and every one of you. I want to thank you for the encouragement that you have been to me as I serve the Lord. I also want to thank you for partnering with us in sharing these devotions to help others who may be struggling or who may need a word of encouragement. We all need to be encouraged at different times. Ron Hamilton, in the song, Rejoice in the Lord, the second stanza, he wrote, I could not see through the shadows ahead, so I looked at the cross of my Savior instead. I bowed to the will of the Master that day. Then peace came and tears fled away. Oh, rejoice in the Lord. He makes no mistake. He knoweth the end of each path that I take. For when I am tried and purified, I shall come forth as gold. Permit me to continue with this little subject, an unhappy union. I believe that there are too many people in the world today in their relationship, and they are not happy. The truth of the matter is, much of this unhappiness is done not by outsiders, but the wounds, many of them, are self-inflicted, either by oneself or by one's partner. I closed last morning in sharing from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether, therefore, we eat or drink, or whatsoever we do, all to the glory of God. Proverbs 18 and verse 14 is one of our theme verses. It says, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? There are so many walking around today right next to us with wounded spirits. And we as God's children need to stop and pay attention to this and to see what we can do to encourage one another. Too often, we hear others speak, and sometimes we speak of the violence in the districts, in the streets, in the countries, in our society, and in our world today. But not very often we hear of the domestic violence in our homes, unless you work with the Ministry of Social Services. But there is a lot of it going on today. You ask, what domestic violence is? Domestic violence is a willful intimidation, physical assault, battery, sexual assault, and or any other abusive behavior created by an intimate partner against another. It is an epidemic affecting individuals in every community, regardless of race, age, status, religion, nationality, or educational background. Violence against women is often accompanied by emotionally abusive and controlling behavior. It is part of a system pattern of dominance and control. Domestic violence results in physical injury, psychological trauma, and sometimes death. Domestic violence is all about power and control. Those who usually are involved in domestic violence are very good actors in public, in church, I would even say. Many in public, many in churches are hurting and are very quiet. Don't know who to speak with. Many are afraid to speak, and many are ashamed to speak. Today, I want to say to you, if you are a victim of domestic violence, you may be quiet, but God speaks out loudly. Now, one may ask, what are some of the abuses involved in domestic violence? I sat down and I came up with a few names. And let's look at physical abuse. Now, you know that this happens. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and verse number 17, the Bible said, six things doth the Lord hate, seven are an abomination unto him. Verse 17, he said, a proud look, a lying tongue, notice this, and hands that shed innocent blood. Now, let's look at physical abuse and take a look at hands involved in such. Physical abuse sometimes come in the form of someone taking his or her hand and beating one spouse. You say, does that happen? You better believe it happens. It happened in the past, and it's happening now. Some years ago when I was growing up, I used to hear the phrase, if he not bang me, he not love me. The truth of the matter is, I would rather do without that love that one would have to bang me to prove that they love me. The truth of the matter is, if you are bang me, it means you don't love me. No one beat up upon himself. Why would one want to beat up upon a spouse, taking one's hand and hitting a spouse? It is done sometimes in pinching. Yeah, a spouse may be close by, and the person would say, I don't hit my wife, I don't hit my spouse. And when I say my wife, I want to also remind us that not only wives get licks, men get licks too. Matter of fact, I have noticed that men get licks and nothing is done about it. But if the wife get licks, the man could go to jail. Much of these talk shows that you look at, you would see how the child can abuse the parent, and even how the woman would fly in the man and beat him up. And dare he lift his finger. But if he lifts his finger, he would get in trouble. So some folks know that in order not to get in trouble, they use their hand and they pinch. Pinching is wrong. Some folks, they just grab somebody. In anger, they just reach out and they just grab the person. That is physical abuse. Some folks just love shoving people around. We call it chucking. That is physical abuse. Some folks would take their hand and slap. Of course, that is physical abuse. Some folks, because they would not want their hand to print on anyone's face, a mark to prove that they pinched them, or over the eye turning black, they pull on hair. That is physical abuse. I have heard of a man that pulled on his wife's hair and took the portion that he had in his hand and pull it out. Then some folks, they just love to bite. And people laugh sometimes when somebody bite on them. And they figure, wow, that's a loving bite. On a dog's bite, biting is physical abuse. Then some folks, they just love to throw objects. If you're talking to somebody and they get vexed, whatever is before them, they pick it up, wow, it's gone. Listen. That too, we must be careful with. That is physical abuse. And as I am here just sharing with you, I'm watching the clock and it's ticking. And it tells me that my time is up for this devotion this morning. But I'm anxious to come back and share with you on physical abuse and then build a little more and move into what we will look at as sexual abuse. Abuse. What are some of the abuse involved in domestic violence? physical abuse. We will say a little more on that, and then we would move into sexual abuse. Lord, thank you. Use your word to every listener. Encourage hearts. Grant forgiveness. Oh, God. Mend homes. We love you, praise you, and thank you. Save the lost. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. I'll be back next time. Thank you for your partnership. Have a great day.